From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at Acura.com/RDX.
If a stay-at-home mom in the Bay Area were paid for her work, her salary would be $166,483 a year, at least according to Salary.com. I've been hearing figures like this since I was a kid. Back then it was my mother quoting them to my father, trying to get him to recognize the value of the time she spent at home cleaning, cooking, doing laundry, driving, shopping, and caring for me and my two sisters. But Dad would always shrug her off and she would walk away as unappreciated as she began. I came to think of this annual valuation of mother's work as an empty exercise, and now that I'm the mom in my own house, I know why. It's because no one I know would pay that kind of money to get these jobs done. It's no mystery what it costs to hire someone to do the work of a stay-at-home mother. People do the hiring every day. They're called working moms, and I'm one of them. I pay someone $540 weekly to take care of my home and my toddler so I can spend 32 hours working as a freelance journalist. Add to that the day she spends cleaning my friend's house and my caregiver earns $35,000 a year, not $166,000. That enormous number is insulting. I don't think we'd be calculating it if a stay-at-home mom's work were any more valued by society than it was in my mother's day. That number is only newsworthy because it's so shocking that a mother's work could be worth any such thing. What's worse is that this imaginary salary acts as a diversionary tactic. The figure is so over the top that it distracts us from the real topic at hand, the fact that most mothers who work outside the home can't earn nearly enough to make their work profitable. In order to earn as much as my caregiver, I'd have to make double her salary, $70,000, plus income tax. And it's a pretty slim margin of working mothers who are in that category. I know I'm not. So the news isn't that a stay-at-home mother's work is worth so much money. It's that a mother should have so much trouble making her work pay, whether in money or in respect. With a perspective, I'm Stephanie Losey.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.